Welcome to the Busy Gamer Podcast for the week of May 23rd, 2010, providing a weekly summary of news and views from BusyGamerNews.com. We're a gaming site for people too busy for gaming sites.
This week's releases:
Mod Nation Racers for PS3 and PSP.
Blur for PC, PS3, and Xbox 360.
UFC Undisputed 2010 for PS3, PSP, and Xbox 360.
And Dawn of Heroes for Nintendo DS.
This is the latest game release information we have. As usual, a more thorough summary will be posted Monday morning.
Last week's releases:
Super Mario Galaxy 2 and Trauma Team for Wii.
Alan Wake for Xbox 360.
Red Dead Redemption for PS3 and Xbox 360.
Prince of Persia: The Forgotten Sands for Nintendo DS, PS3, PSP, Xbox 360, and Wii.
Shrek Forever After for pretty much everything but Mac.
Split Second for iPhone, PC, PS3, and Xbox 360.
Blue Dragon Awakened Shadow for Nintendo DS.
And for iPhone and iPad, Girls vs. Robots, iBomber 2, Comatin, Nirvana Revenge, Tower of Madness HD, Zombie Infection, and the free Strike Knight Shuffleboard Bowling app.
For a more complete listing of recent releases, please check our May 17th roundup on the site. Giveaways.
Each week, we launch a giveaway we call Free Stuff Friday, though normally you have nearly a week to enter.
This week, we have another pick and win, this time for the PS3 crowd. You can choose between the Avatar game, with its trophies and potential 3D play if your TV supports it, or old-school action RPG Untold Legends Dark Kingdom. Both are solid games with online play, and one could be yours.
You can earn up to 4 entries by posting a comment, reviewing our podcasts, and tweeting about the giveaway. Find the details on our site and be sure to enter by 5 p.m. Pacific on Wednesday, May 26th. Note that we're moving up the deadline today, so don't wait. Enter now so you don't miss out on your chance to win.
Last week's winners:
Jace Dakota won the gun game for Xbox 360.
And Mau Mau landed the humble indie bundle, 6 games in all, plus the knowledge that a substantial donation was made to some good causes, indie game developers and the Child's Play charity.
We also gave away a bunch of Boys and Girls Club Avatar hoodies for Xbox 360 and 3 Real Gamer Chicks t-shirts rescued from Trixie 360's Cube Purge 2010. Too many winners to list here, but you can find them on the site.
We have a few more Avatar hoodies to give away, so watch our site in the next week or so for another chance.
A few weeks ago, we walked into our local Boys and Girls Club to pick up Pikachu Fan, and we were greeted by a large Xbox Live poster announcing Boys and Girls Club Avatar hoodies that, when redeemed, generate donations for the organization. We asked the receptionist how we might get one, and she had no idea. The posters just sprang up without explanation, and no one knew what to make of them.
We're big fans of the Boys and Girls Club. They've been there for our 7-year-old for a few years now, and have made a real difference in his life. We help out whenever and wherever we can, so we were determined to get to the bottom of this.
After checking the online pages about this program on both Xbox.com and the Boys and Girls Club sites, we were even more confused. Something about buying an Xbox 360 in limited quantities? Okay, but how do you get the hoodies? Is there a code in the box, or do you automatically get one for signing up for a new account on a new Xbox 360?
It took a few weeks to run down the details, but here they are. There is a card with Avatar hoodie codes in the box of most new Xbox 360s being sold in the U.S. between now and September. There are no markings on the box that would guarantee it's in there, so you just have to hope for the best. There's one boy and one girl code on each card. You will need at least a free Xbox Live Silver account to redeem the codes. If you have a child who wants this, you will need a parent account to supervise the child account. We have a link to a detailed walkthrough on how to set this up at the bottom of our May 18th post.
We do have a few more codes to give away, but if you miss out, you should see if any friends or family members recently bought an Xbox 360 and have codes they aren't using. Each code redeemed raises $1 for the Boys and Girls Club of America, so it's worth the trouble to track these down and put them to good use.
Comments of the week.
We had many great comments showing support for the Boys and Girls Club. Chris wrote that,
"Boys and Girls Club was great for me growing up, giving a nice place to interact and hang out with other youths. All good fun."
Talton, who won a code for his girlfriend, added,
"Love the Boys and Girls Club. There was one in my old neighborhood that I like to help out at."
And Mech Angel, who also won a code, reports, "I used to spend my summers at the Boys and Girls Club when I was really young. I had a navy blue hoodie just like that."
It looks like the official color these days is green. We hope you enjoy it. Hey, spoiler warning, we're gonna pick, 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 pick it apart. Open it up to find the tick. It seems like the buzz for Alan Wake has gone on forever. Maybe not quite as long as Duke Nukem Forever, but long enough that we finally started to tune it out. Until a few weeks ago, when all the review embargoes lifted for sites that managed to snag an advanced copy, and they were unanimously positive. So we put in our pre-order for the limited edition, which has some of the best packaging we've seen. Everything slides into a sleeve shaped like a hefty hardcover book about the size that Stephen King is known for.
Stephen King once wrote that nightmares exist outside of logic, and there's little fun to be had in explanations. They're antithetical to the poetry of fear.
The game is a blend of survival horror, vaguely reminiscent of Silent Hill, and interactive storytelling in the style of Indigo Prophecy. It's almost like a lost season of Twin Peaks, complete with the cascading water and lumber.
I'd forgotten there were still places like this. Towns where everybody knew everybody.
Welcome to the Oh Dear Diner!
Girl Got Game isn't a big fan of the TV show touches. She would have much preferred open-world exploration than the highly scripted interactions.
I know it's stupid, but it's just... especially when I'm not prepared for it, you know? It gets to me.
And I have not been too enamored with the combat, though I spent some time working through the issues that were holding me back so I can get to the parts that move the story along faster. Here are some tips if you get stuck, as I did, right smack in the middle of episode 2.
I was trapped. There was no way out.
Don't start blasting enemies until you give them a solid dose of your flashlight.
Take the flashlight toward him and burn the darkness away.
Once they're no longer smoky, that's when you fire. And don't forget to tap X repeatedly to reload faster. Look around for ammo, but don't go too far off the main track. If the swirling fog gets really thick, it may be a sign that you're entering an endless enemy spawn zone.
I can keep this up forever!
Instead, look for light sources, which heal and may have ammo near them.
You are hurt. You should go into the light. You are only safe there.
If you do run out of ammo, run for the next light source you can see. Ideally moving forward, since you've probably cleared all the ammunition stores behind you. Turn and blind your enemies when they get close, then jump and dodge as long as you can until they're on you again. Hopefully your battery supply will hold out until you get to the next supply point or safe haven. Once you get flares you can drop, use these to block your pursuers. Alan Wake is beautiful to look at, so of course, you'll be running through most of it.
Good. You've done well. Remember what I've taught you. That is all. I will give you back your dream now.
What we're playing...
So I played a little bit more Beautiful Katamari last week, and I also did start a game of Alan Wake, and so far, I'm not super impressed. There's not a lot of combat, and when there is, it seems like they just throw a million bad guys at you, and you have to use your flashlight, and then your gun, and then your flashlight, and then your gun. And then there's 20 or 30 minutes of just walking around listening to people talk, and I get that they're trying to do this whole you're in the TV show thing, but guess what? If I have an Xbox 360, I have a TV, and if I want to watch TV, I'll use my TiVo.
Well, apart from Alan Wake, I tried the Game Room new releases, but decided to pass on all of them, at least for now. Time Pilot almost had me. But I've got plenty of other great games piling up. I also booted up the Mod Nation Racers demo for PS3 to decide whether to cancel my pre-order. The demo is much better than the beta earlier this year, as you would hope, with the ability to apply and save some limited mods and create tracks. But anything you create in the demo isn't playable in the demo, so you'll have to buy the full game to enjoy your creations. The racing is beautiful and fun, so I'm keeping the pre-order, but with Blur coming out the same week, I suspect there's a lot of racing in our future.
You are likely to be eaten by a group. If this predicament seemed particularly cruel, consider whose fault it could be. Now the torture of a match in your inventory.
DLC highlights.
New WiiWare games are Bit Trip Runner and Blood Beach, plus Super NES classic Kirby Superstar for Virtual Console.
New games for DSiWare are Flips, More Bloody Horovitz, Frogger Returns, Look Slee's Lineup, and A Topsy Turvy Life, Turvy Drops.
The PlayStation Store landed the Mod Nation Racers and Iron Man 2 demos, Rocket Knight, The Price is Right, Sam & Max The Devil's Playground Episode 2, if you buy the season pass, two Echo Chrome soundtracks, and some Battlefield Bad Company 2 upgrade packs.
Both PS3 and Xbox 360 marketplaces have Dragon Age Origins Darkspawn Chronicles and the Tiger Woods PGA Tour 11 demo.
Xbox 360 gamers also got Metal Slug XX, Aqua, 33 Rock Band Network tracks, and 37 indie games. That's got to be some sort of record. Also, one of my favorite songs for Lips, Wouldn't It Be Good by Nick Kershaw, and a free Call of Duty Black Ops theme for Gold members. New Game Room titles are the original arcade version of Asteroids, Demons to Diamonds, Grand Prix, Shark Shark, Space Duel, Stampede, and Time Pilot.
As usual, a more complete listing of the past week's DLC can be found at busygamernews.com.
On Twitter, we encourage you to follow Game Watcher and Girl Got Game. That's G-R-R-L got game. We often tweet news that isn't big enough to deserve an entry on the site or has a very limited shelf life. We also have a BGN community Twitter list. If you're not on it and want to be, send Game Watcher an @reply.
We also encourage you to join the Busy Gamers Facebook group and our Busy Gamer News Facebook fan page.
If you use Stitcher Radio, search for Busy Gamer and please favorite us there. Also, we'd love it if you rate and review us on iTunes. This week, it could help you win a PS3 game.
Some of the music in this podcast came from Mevio's Music Alley. Check it out at music.mevio, that's MEVIO.com. You can find details and links for these and other songs at busygamernews.com, WAC Podcast.
I feel fantastic, and I never felt as good as how I do right now. Except for maybe when I think of how I felt that day, when I felt the way that I do right now, right now. I feel fantastic, and I never felt as good as how I do right now. Except for maybe when I think of how I felt that day, when I felt the way that I do right now, right now, right now.
You missed your deadline!